those things. And when it comes to other people, of course, we have attachments to our family and our, and other people, and we will always have that. It's just a question of, remember I said, it's not about today and tomorrow, have sad today, happy tomorrow, solution. It's about becoming aware of how we function in those relationships. And, you know, if we're, you know, if we have kids and our level of attachment to them usually is defined, is there because I'm using my kids to make me happy. As you know, in terms of love and loving our children, the more we love, you see loving parents, it actually is more almost like they're more committed to their children's happiness than their own happiness. So that's not about, that's not the kind of attachment I'm talking about. The opposite, the antidote to this kind of attachment is to think of others more than ourselves. And I don't, and that's, again, a debatable subject that people go into about whole thing on codependency and things like that, which I won't go into here. But ultimately, this sense of self-centeredness is the problem for us. Other-centeredness is much better antidote and less disturbing to the mind.
All right, Karuna. Well, it has been. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It normally has an opening track and everything, but there's been a slight hiccup. So I do have a really, really amazing show lined up for you. I'm really, really excited. I'm going to start off with a song that I absolutely adore from last year, which is called White Street. It's by Kristen Control, who was formerly the lead for the Dum Dum Girls. So please enjoy that, and so much more coming up next.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. Sorry about that. There's now been a change of venue. So you just heard White Street by Kristen Control off of the album of the same name. And it's called Excommunicate. Anyway, back to our originally scheduled program. This is the Valentine's Day episode. There's like a million think pieces and navel-gazy things about whether Valentine's Day is like good or not and single people and whatever. I really love music. There are a lot of really amazing songs that deal with love. So we're going to start off with a track from the brand new Mother Mother album, No Culture. It dropped on Friday. It's really exciting and wonderful, and I love it. And the first track on there is called Free. One of the cool things about this album is that it's by far Mother Mother, like one of Mother Mother's most optimistic albums, but as you'll hear, the track is still very rock and roll, very, very assertive, I'd say. So yeah, I'm going to play that. After that, I've got a track from Jim James, whom you may know better as the lead singer of of My Morning Jacket, and as well as a track I really adore from the Japandroids. That and so much more coming up on Particles and Waves. Welcome back to the show. You just heard a track called I'm Sorry for Not Finding You Sooner. It's by the Japandroids off of the new album Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Before that, Here in Spirit by Jim James off of his solo album Eternally Even, and Free by Mother Mother, which is the opening track off of their most recent album, which is called No Culture, and it's phenomenal, and you should go and buy it and give them all your money. I actually got into a little, not trouble, I didn't get into trouble with my professor last night, but I did comment, I said something on Facebook to the effect of, dear Mia, you know, someday you'll write graduate level essays that are super important while you're listening to Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears. And she kind of commented and went, focus. And it's all part of the process for me, really. I go through different parts of how I listen to music while I'm working. Sometimes I can't listen to any. Sometimes I can listen to classical. Sometimes I can listen to, you know, proper pretentious indie stuff. And sometimes I am deep into the mire of bubblegum pop that I should be ashamed of liking, but I'm not. But we're going to go one step back in that sort of evolutionary tree, I guess, to the proper indie stuff, because yesterday morning I was doing some research work and really grooving along with a Canadian band called The Darcys. They've got an album called Centerfold. I had picked it up but hadn't listened to it all the way through, really. But it's really the kind of 80s throwback stuff I thoroughly enjoy. So I wanted to play their track Miracle for You. After that, Exit Someone with Love in the Days of Rage, and my favorite track by Josh Pike, which is called Leeward Side.
Need more vitamin D? Satisfy your craving with the February Discorder magazine. Discorder turns 34 this month, celebrating with the Courtneys, Pale Red, Nothingness, Chapel Sound, Pity City, and three scorching hothead submissions. The issue looks into the fentanyl crisis, with alternative perspectives leading up to Opioid Awareness Day on February 21st. We also find out what's happening to Granville Island when Emily Carr leaves, and this issue features album reviews of Mittens and Chelsea Grimm, live show reviews of Shindig, Quiet City, and more. Thanks to our lovely sponsors, Recruit in Canada, Geist Magazine, Jazz Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, The Wise Hall, The Astoria, Steam Whistle Brewery, and Redgate Art Society.
Time to eat the donuts.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
We don't need to be forgiven. I'm not one for superstition. I'm not one. doesn't matter now, nothing matters. It doesn't matter now, nothing matters. Oh, why not lie? Dream with me, believe in me. Oh, oh. It doesn't matter now, nothing matters. It doesn't matter now, nothing matters.
lodged in the breast of her. Lace up your boots tied to the jagged line of a million different lives under the leeward side. Cause I wanna be someone worthy of your conversation, madness in the moonless night. So shake off your leeward side.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Australian musician Josh Pike with Leeward Side, a song from his album The Beginning and the End of Everything. Before that, Love in the Days of Rage by Exit Someone off of the Dry Your Eyes EP, and Miracle by the Darcys from their album Centerfold, which came out fairly recently and is very, very enjoyable. So this is actually the second show that I've ever done that was right smack dab on Valentine's Day. I keep almost all of the playlists that I've made, so I know this for a fact because I already have one called February 14th. It was just from, I guess it would have been 2 years ago, which is nuts, and back in Victoria. On that show, I know for a fact that I played a Kishibashi song called Q&A. Kishibashi is an artist who kind of defies description in a lot of ways. I guess you could say he makes what they call chamber pop. He's very much a Seattle artist. He was a touring violinist for people like Regina Spektor and Of Montreal. He founded a rock, an indie rock group called Jupiter One, and then struck out on his own back in 2012 or so and released an album called 151A. I guess it was more of an EP, which I came across and I've been a fan of his ever since because he really does make the kind of music that I love to call pop music. So this track I want to play for Valentine's Day because it's now a tradition for me because Kishibashi is just such an incredibly romantic songwriter. It's called Manchester. It's the first song of his I ever heard. I was driving, I was in the passenger seat of a car. It was summer. We were driving back from the ferry on the mainland. Wind rustling through my hair and it was all very, very cool. So yeah, that's We're gonna set that mood, and I hope you guys enjoy that, and followed up by probably the best track off of Case Lang & Veers' album, which is called I Want to Be Here.
Mm-hmm. last page. I didn't even look. I think I locked it in a cage. Wrote a novel, 'cause everybody likes to read a novel. It started with a word, and it started pretty well, about a rare and fragile bird that I couldn't even spell on the table. Think I left it on the table. I found the last page in the sky, cold and sweet like an apple. I found you, and now the story has its proper end. Be mine. I haven't felt this alive in a long time. All the streets are warm today. Hey, I read the signs. I haven't been this alive in a long time. The sun is up, the sun will stay. Alive in London, all the streets are warm and gray. Hey, I read the signs. I haven't been this alive in a long time. The sun is up, the sun will stay. All for the new day. Will you be mine? The days are short and the road will be my last ride.
Surely they can't ruin everything. Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job.
Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd, at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Thinking don't delay.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen off of her album My Woman. Before that, I Want to Be Here by Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers off of the album that they collaborated on together, which was called Case Lang Veers. And before that, Manchester by Kishibashi off of 151A. I'm coming into the last 15 minutes of the show. I am going to manage to, I think, play everything that I had planned on playing, which is impressive considering that I started off with some stuff I didn't quite expect. So I'm going to dive just straight on into the next two songs. The first one is by Louise Burns. She's, I believe, from Edmonton, I want to say. Really, really talented musician. She just announced she's going on tour with the Zolas this year, which would be a really, really great concert that you should catch. She has an album called Young Mopes. I'm going to play the title track from that after that. Some good old-fashioned slow jam folk music by Noah Dirksen with a song called With the Wind here on Particles and Waves.
Told me if you're a good girl, everything promised. happened late one night. I was walking circles. I couldn't find myself a place to hide. There was rustling in the trees. There were eyes staring back at me. I recognized the broken soul inside. Goodbye for now. Goodbye forever. I will never come this way again. Because I am lost forever with the I wish I was a sailor, and I would sail the oceans. I would find a place to call my own. Then I'd separate myself from all that I have done. I'd find a place to rest my tired bones. Goodbye for now. Goodbye forever. I will never come this way again. Oh, because I am lost forever with the wind.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a track called With the Wind. It was by Noah Dirksen off of his album In Search of the Way. And before that, the title track from Louise Burns' brand new album, Young Mopes, which you should check out. And also go see her on tour with the Zolas this year, because that is a match made in absolute heaven. I have one more song to play, and then after that will be Radio Free Thinker. And in keeping with the sort of quasi theme of Valentine's Day, I was sort of going through the songs that I personally really find very romantic and sweet. And I've been thinking a lot about it lately, I guess. And I knew immediately I wanted to play this track. And it's kind of funny because the artist is Brandon Flowers, who's the, I guess, former frontman for The Killers. And the thing about The Killers is that I feel like I was adjacent to this story, this drama that happened with them. I remember them being very, very important, or at least or popular. I remember people making lots of jokes. I remember Sam's Town being a thing, but I never really I never got the full story as to whether people loved it or hated it, or whether the killers were in or out. There was a whole interesting little spat that went on just outside, just on the periphery of my musical awareness. And that happens a lot. You can only listen to so much. But whatever happened, you know, the killers kind of vanished into thin air, and Brandon Flowers put out a sort of new wavy 80s-inspired pop album in 2015 called The Desired Effect, which is just full of incredibly beautifully cheesy, awesome songs. They're so good. They use so much synth, like drum machines galore, and I love it, and I love this song in particular. It's so, so earnest, and I can't stop listening to it, even though it's now going to be going on 2 years. So my final song for this somewhat gray Valentine's Day is Never Get You Right by Brandon Flowers. Thank you for tuning in to Particles and Waves. Next week, I may have a special guest I'm very excited about, and I hope you tune in then, and please enjoy.
It's a coin toss. It's a game on. You were born lost in dirt blonde. No curfew with a drunk mom. No one to stop you now.
It's the Dummies edition of Radio Free Thinkers. This week, an interview with Dale McGowan, author of Atheism for Dummies. Let's begin episode 230.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. The place where reason and reality cross-sort politics, religion, economics, and, of course, science.